Joining us this morning for his monthly visit, City Council President Richard Scorman is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't chatted in a couple of months. Happy New Year, even though it's February.
That's right. We made it one more year. That's good.
And it was a City Council meeting. There was a work session on Monday and then meeting yesterday, and some stuff was decided yesterday. Lots to hop in on. Let's first start with, and Hannah just had the story in the news, the special district that has been approved now by City Council. Could you kind of explain what that is? It's called a special district, right? And it's for the southwest part of downtown, that area. And there's also some money with that as well.
Yeah. So what that is we allow the district, the property owners, and right now there's a master developer, which is Norwood, to borrow money at a cheap rate, like we do for our own interest. Cities are able to get a good cheap rate. And the requirement is that they spend it on infrastructure, like curbs and gutters and sidewalks and all the different parts of what the public would be able to require for that development.
Okay.
And so they're just borrowing money. Really, it's they have to pay it back. The banks are going to make sure that it's secure loans. So the taxpayers will never be on the hook for it.
Okay.
But it's a cheap interest rate, and it allows them to do more work.
And that's all focusing, and that special district area is focusing where all that construction is happening.
Yeah, right now. So it's, the Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame and Museum, and there's the downtown stadium. Those are going to be the two anchors for that area, and then there'll be lots of other development. It's kind of finally that southwest part with all those warehouses will become a real part of the urban core.
And a lot of housing, I hear, and stuff like that.
Lots of housing, lots of commercial, lots of other businesses that are going to hopefully locate down there. And it's going to, America the Beautiful Park is going to be a key part of it. We're building a sky bridge on Vermejo, all the way from Tejon all the way across to America the Beautiful Park.
Okay.
And so it's just, it was a warehouse district when we needed it, but we don't need those warehouses anymore. And it would be great to have it be an extension of downtown. Arts district is another possibility.
Right. Yeah, so much development downtown. I mean, if you haven't driven downtown in a while, it's amazing, right? The transformation.
Well, it is. And the hope is really to start to connect Manitou Springs with downtown Colorado Springs, UCCS with downtown, all these different places that we're starting to really work on are just ripe for development. And younger people who are moving to the city really like that urban life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic to see. Okay. So this has been controversial for a while, although it really wasn't controversial. It was actually misunderstood, kind of blown out of proportion, I would say, once it hit social media. And yesterday, you at City Council talked about the photography fee.
Yes.
So let's kind of clarify that. We've done this before, but I think because folks are still not understanding the proposed photography fee, or was that approved? Or
council did approve it. It's just a fee really for big commercial operations that are doing film crews.
Yeah, like big film crews that come in.
Film crews, mountain climbing organizations that go and want to take a cordon off a portion of the park. But it's really not for the individual photographer or even the photographer that has a business taking graduation pictures and wedding pictures. We're not interested in charging them a fee. We just want the people that are the bigger operators.
That are making money potentially off of the
General Motors used to do all their commercials in Garden of the Gods. So we want to make sure that they're paying a fee. We know what they're doing. And we also want to know that they have insurance. And we can reach somebody to deal with some of the issues that may come up.
Yeah, because, of course, there is... I don't want to say use issues, but that is wear and tear on the park.
Exactly. And so, like, for example, there's a big watercolor organization that's coming down with several hundred painters. We want them to take out a permit because they'll probably take over a portion of the park. And we want to be able to have that money to help manage what the impacts would be.
But it's interesting that, again, it's not, and I think we just need to reiterate, this is not for somebody taking, like, high school photos or wedding photos or a photographer that's like, you know.
And that's not even on the table at the moment. If that ever happens, it will be a long process. Who knows if there could ever be a small fee. But this park is loved to death.
Yeah.
And over 6 million visitors a year.
And it probably could get more this year.
More this year. You know, it's highly erodible, you know, soil, that sandstone in there. It's just, we have to put a lot of effort into maintenance, and we want the public to feel as welcome as they always do and always have there.
Yeah, but protect the park too. Okay, so do you have time to stick around for another break?
I do.
Okay, 7:42 now. We'll have more with Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scorman next on KRDO News Radio. We're talking this morning with Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scorman in downtown parking. We were just talking about, Richard, you know, the special district being formed for kind of that southwest part of the downtown and all that development going on there. And I just asked you, like, where is everybody going to park? I mean...
Well, that was part of the decision to allow the special district, because a parking garage will be a part of it. There's a new parking garage over at the Marriott at Vermejo and Tejon Street. Okay. It's underground, 400 stalls. We're going to be building more and more parking garages. One of the reasons that we raised the parking fee was to have more bonding money to be able to build some of these garages, because we're going to need them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the parking fee really was not actually, what was it, not even 25 cents, or was it 25 cents?
Yeah, just 25 cents more. It went from $1 to $1.25. And but it's the times of the day that people are really concerned about. They're used to not parking or being able to park for free on Sunday or not having to pay in the evening, and now they have to do it until 10 o'clock at night and on Sundays.
So the parking is going through 10 o'clock at night now.
That's right. And on Sundays.
And on Sundays.
Sundays, yes.
Okay.
And I, by the way, recuse myself because it does affect my business, and I have my own opinions, but I can't express them right now.
Understand. Okay, so I want to kind of quickly touch on this. Richard, and there's a group, I would say, I think most of us had no idea, that wants to increase pay for city council members to full-time. Come to find out, not even $6,400 a year city council members are paid. You work more than 40 hours a week, but also a lot of folks may not even know that city council members are board of utilities.
That's right. So it's really a full-time job. We're a big city these days. When it was put together originally, the council stipend at $62.50 a year, or $3.10 an hour if you work 40 hours a week.
Right.
You know, we it was supposed to be part-time, but there's three of us who work. The rest are retired, and so there's an issue around the kind of council that we have as well. Should it be just representative of mostly older retired people, or should it have
a wider
range? And so we're hoping that if council pay does go forward, and by the way, this council won't put that on the ballot.
Yeah, would this process, because there's a group that's promoting
that's right.
pushing this.
Exactly.
And it would have to change the city's
charter. So, the voters have to approve it, and it's a group of young professionals. They're talking about collecting signatures. So we don't want council to be in the
Absolutely
position
being,
of having
yeah.
to, may not even be something that would be given to the current council members. It may be for future councils. But we need to, you know, in that way, be able to pay enough to get enough people that really can represent all the interests of the community.
Yeah, I think most of us had no idea.
Yeah, so we can wear it with a badge of honor. It's not a stepping stone to a political career, and we're not doing it for the money.
Right. Yeah, perfect. It's always great seeing you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
We'll get you scheduled for next month.
Great. Nice to be here.
Thanks so much, City Council President Richard Scorman, 7:51 now, KRDO News Radio.